there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Good morning, game day. You've got to love a Wednesday that it has a setting to the footy. That's the way to ride hump day. The Anzac even counter between Richmond and Melbourne has been a lovely addition to our solemn commemorations dating back to 2015. And it's been taken to heart by the fans of both teams, twice drawing crowds in excess of 80,000 and never fewer than 56,000. It's added to the chance to share in these moving Anzac services. Tonight, in the dark at the MCG, dawn tomorrow at war memorials in every town, and the MCG again on Thursday afternoon. It has enhanced what has become Australia's most meaningful day, a far more poignant and unifying day than I recall growing up as a kid. For Anzac Day itself, I'd imagine there's a few of you who have never missed a staging of Collingwood and Essendon since the inaugural and iconic draw of 1995. 0433 98 11 16 if you're among that select group. As for the footy, we'll get four games at the G. How will Adam Uze set Richmond up against the team that he knows so well? For a start, he's gone with two ruckmen. That doesn't feel like the way, but who are we to second guess until we see it? Melbourne's eternal search for the right forward mix sees Ben Brown dropped, which was inevitable after the Lions game. This is the Demons' chance to tune up before they square off against Geelong and Carlton. And those are the two games that will test their top two credentials. Anzac Day is beautifully timed. Collingwood appeared resurgent last week. Essendon is demanding to be taken seriously. Saturday in the twilight, Geelong and Carlton, that's the pick for the pure footy contemplations. The Cats are the last team standing. They still have a bit to prove against the high end. And the Blues look so well set. Charlie and Harry won't have to navigate their way around Tom Stewart. And Sunday looked the soft slot until we learnt that Buddy Franklin will be there as the Hawks and the Swans meet. An MCG farewell before the faithful. That'd be enough to swell the crowd, wouldn't it? Your thoughts as we enter the Anzac round. 0433 98 11 16 is the 40 Winks temper text. The difference is temper. And the Alltel open line is 1300 736 736. Get 3 months free by switching your 1300 number to Alltel. Brenton Sanderson is in with our strategy session at 10, and Luke Hodge runs our leadership portfolio in a moment. As we start, just a thought or two on last night's Toby Green tribunal hearing. The suspension stands. That was the most likely and understandable outcome. It's how the rules have been reverse engineered, and in truth, the Giants didn't even get close to success last night. Green wasn't contesting the ball at the moment of impact, and that was the disqualifier. It didn't matter whether his approach to the contest was reasonable, only what happened at the climax. That's easy enough for us to understand and easy enough for us to recognise. The players are telling us they realise you have to have your eyes on the ball and you must contest either the mark or the spoil when you arrive. It's a clear expectation and that's helpful. I'm just not sure how practical that is at all times. So notable in last night's hearing was the prosecution contention that it was Green's obligation to protect Jordan Boyd as he came back with the flight of the ball. Boyd couldn't know what was coming, so Green had to take proper care of him. Toby couldn't grasp what the AFL representative was suggesting. He had to protect or take care, proper care of Boyd. That's a very serious tilting of the duty of care. Once a player runs with the flight, it's entirely your obligation as the oncoming player to ensure you don't injure him. I'm not sure how practical that is. Green was clear and consistent in his evidence that he thought he was a good chance to mark the ball until the fraction of a second when he realised Boyd's hands would touch it first. He then turned and braced for impact. Green three times explained his protective action. He was quoted, "If I go for the mark with my hands out and he tucks in because he's going to take the mark, I'm highly exposed front on, my face and chest, and I'm in the vulnerable position because he's going to get there fractionally before me, so that's when I changed my decision and braced to protect myself." But the game is insisting that Green ignore his better judgment and remain wide open and take his chances in the front-on contact where he is fully exposed. I pondered on Monday, what could Toby have done to avoid suspension in the circumstances that presented? And the answer was to risk injury. Green didn't injure Boyd in the collision, but the only way to avoid suspension was to risk injuring himself. So he didn't injure Boyd, but the only way to avoid suspension was to risk injuring himself and bury his better judgment. I'm just not sure how practical that is. The last element, I thought this was unfair, was the judgment that Green expressly conceded this was a bump. He did no such thing. The bump was never put to him. In every instance, he described a brace to protect himself. Had the proposition been put to him directly that he bumped Boyd, he would have vigorously denied it. Last night's judgment is understandable and it is useful, but I don't think it's very practical, or at least not practical in every instance. I think it's more vexed than last night's judgment gives it credit for. One close observer accurately noted, last night wasn't about Toby so much as it was about the game itself and what expectations we should have of it. And while I think sometimes our former players are left behind in these discussions, it's no coincidence that the three railing against this most broadly are Jonathan Brown, Wayne Carey, and Nick Riewoldt, who were the great exponents of going with the flight of the ball.
What a shame for our game. What a shame. If that's the direction the powers that be want to take the game, well, then I think people will vote with their feet and you'll start to lose people. Well, I really do. It's one of the beauties of our game, the aerial contest, where players have to run in not knowing what's coming and fly for a contested ball. And if players start pulling out of that contest because...
They're not pulling out, they just won't even go into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get those aerial contests.